SyndicatedNews.net is privileged to have Pulitzer Prize nominee Richard S. Lowry as our political analyst. While Mr. Lowry is embedded with the sailors and Marines aboard the USS Bataan, it is our distinct pleasure to also be the voice for his updates. Today, the sailors and Marines of Amphibious Ready Group 6 awoke to the news of the death of Osama bin Laden. I was sound asleep when Marine Captain Justin Bellman, a veteran of both Afghanistan and Iraq, burst into our stateroom. "Mr. Lowry, have you heard the good news?" he shouted. "They got bin Laden. He is dead." We have been at sea for 5 weeks, and the mood aboard ship had turned somber. Boredom had set in. But today, there was an electric buzz in the air. Tonight, at the evening meal, Captain Bellman made an interesting observation. With a sweeping gesture, he motioned around the wardroom at the 50 or 60 officers eating their supper. "Richard," he said, 90% of these guys have been deployed more than once, and they have been fighting bin Laden for their entire military career. We should all have a beer tonight to celebrate." Unfortunately, there was none to be had. After a decade of searching, years of interrogations, and months of planning, American Navy SEALs fast-roped into bin Laden's fortified compound on Sunday from three Black Hawk helicopters. One of the helicopters hit a tree and was forced to land hard. Within 40 minutes, the SEALs had fought their way to bin Laden's bedroom and ended his life with a bullet to his head. The disabled helicopter was abandoned and destroyed while the SEALs returned to their base with bin Laden's body. Today, several children and two of his wives were arrested, along with four of his close friends, in a search operation by Pakistani forces in the mountainous region 60 kilometers north of Islamabad. Al-Qaeda has finally lost their royal family. Osama bin Laden has been America's number one enemy for over a decade. He had become a symbol of everything evil in today's world. Terrorists around the world have murdered tens of thousands of innocent people in his name and have terrorized millions more. He has actually been responsible for the deaths of more Muslims than the infidels he proclaimed to be his enemy. In reality, he was just another power-hungry thug. He used poverty, hatred, and envy as his weapons to stir the masses. He abused his own religion to capture the hearts and minds of the downtrodden and uneducated. He preyed on their poverty to obtain personal power and notoriety. Today was a joyous day aboard USS Bataan. The book of Proverbs 21:15 reminds us, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers." There was an immediate reaction from governments around the world. French President Nicolas Sarkozy summed up the situation best. "The scourge of terrorism has suffered a historic defeat, but this is not the end of the Al-Qaeda. Semper Fi," as reported by Richard S. Lowry.